You're listening to Byline on WFPL. Earlier this month, the Department of Homeland Security began accepting applications for a program known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It would allow some undocumented immigrants who came to this country as children to obtain temporary immunity from deportation. Leo Weekly's Ann Marshall's been reporting on the program and some local young undocumented immigrants who are applying for it and is here to talk about it. Hi, Ann. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you again. Let's first of all talk about the details of the program. Who's eligible for it?
Well, there are a lot of guidelines, and the group of people that this program is really targeting are kind of what they call low-priority individuals. These are youth who are studying, working, have never been in any sort of trouble. Specifically, they must have arrived in the United States before they were 16. They must have also been younger than 31 as of the announcement of this program, which was June 15th. Again, like I said, they must be in school or have a GED and can have no sort of criminal history. And basically, this is somewhat of a junior cousin version of the DREAM Act that never got passed in 2010, but could provide 2 years of legal presence if their applications are approved and the ability to work legally here, which is quite a coveted thing for folks who are young and want to be active in their communities.
So this is not a path to citizenship, but it gives you some breathing room.
No. Mm-hmm.
And you can get a two-year deferral?
Yeah, you can. Basically, it's a reprieve for 2 years, and that can be revoked at any time, and it can also be you can also have it renewed after that 2 years. So if this law is still in place, which that leads to something that I write about in the article, which is there are some fears and anxiety about the program. In that, if there's a change in administration, what does it mean for this law? What does it mean for the folks who have turned over a lot of personal information to the government? And so there is some anxiety about the program since it is so new.
And for those who don't know, this wasn't a congressional act. This is a presidential.
That's right. And therefore, there has been a lot of Republican voices, including Senator Mitch McConnell, who have spoken out against the program, saying that this was sort of an unfair use of executive power, and that we shouldn't be giving working permits to folks when we have record unemployment. So there's a lot of political motivations behind every statement that's made behind this policy. So,
who have you been talking to locally?
Well, I went up to Centro Latino, which is a small outreach center for Latinos in the Shelbyville area, and I spoke to a family that has a daughter who wants to take advantage of this program. I mean, 2 days after it was announced, she was sitting in a lawyer's office with dozens of other people wanting to get their applications and documents together. And, for her, she arrived in the United States at 3 months old. So, a lot of people who know the family are saying it's just unfair to loom deportation over her head when she's only known this country and she's graduated high school and she desperately wants to work and she wants to go to college. But of course, having that undocumented status makes it very difficult to afford college. She doesn't have a social security card, and that's making it difficult to get into the culinary school that she wants to. So this kind of program that will grant her a 2-year legal presence in the country, allow her to work, maybe save up for that school, would be something that she would very much appreciate and wants to receive.
I don't know if there's any way to quantify it, but are there any numbers as to how many people are in her position in this area?
Yeah, the Immigration Policy Center did a report shortly after this policy was announced, and they estimate that in Kentucky there's a little over 4,000 youth who could take advantage of this program. That's far less than states like California or Texas. Yeah. Even Indiana has over 10,000. Kentucky's population is relatively small when you compare it to other states, but the enthusiasm about the program is still very, very high, from what I'm told by lawyers and families as well.
You mentioned one, she had gone to see an attorney. Is there a cost involved with this for applying?
The application and the work permit costs $465. Oh, wow. And there are a few ways that you are able to get an exemption from that. It is, it's a costly thing, and it has to be done right because there are no appeals. So it's a one-shot deal.
Is there a deadline for those who are eligible to sign up for the program?
As of right now, the applications have been open as of August 15th, and I don't believe there's a deadline. But they are expecting, a lot of participation because, the enthusiasm is very high for this program. But advocates are still pushing for the DREAM Act, of course.
All right. You can read Ann Marshall's reporting in the latest edition of Leo Weekly, Seizing a Reprieve, Young Kentucky Immigrants and the U.S. Illegally Jump at the New Deferred Action Program. Ann Marshall, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.